Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It. I'm Matt Katz, filling in for Allison Stewart. We just heard all about the new films being screened at the African Diaspora International Film Festival. Now we'll look at some older movies starring an Afro-Latino actor that the festival is spotlighting this year, Juano Hernandez. He got his start as a circus performer and vaudeville actor and worked his way up to the silver screen. Ebony Magazine wrote in 1950 that Hernandez was, quote, the most sought-after black actor and a symbol of the changing patterns of race relations in motion pictures, since every role Hernandez played was a dignified, understanding Negro character. Maluka Rivera, whose book is titled Magnificent Juano Hernandez, From Vagabond to Movie Star, is hosting a discussion on Juano's life and career as part of this week's African Diaspora International Film Festival, and she joins me now for a taste of that discussion. Maluka Rivera, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, Matt.
Oh, it is our pleasure. So, Maluka, you wrote in your book that Juano Hernandez wasn't really on your radar until the 1980s when you interviewed Puerto Rican actor Henry Darrow. What did you hear from Darrow that made you start looking into Juano's life?
It was actually because during my interview with Henry Darrow, which was a famous Manolito from the series The High Chaparral, I don't know how many people, it was in the 60s, he was the one that told me about Juano Hernandez, because he was one of those forgotten type of actors that did a lot, and he studied with Juano Hernandez at the University of Puerto Rico. They have a long friendship, and when Juano founded the Lyceum of Dramatic Art, the first bilingual dramatic art school for, especially, you know, for Latinos and blacks in the United States. And later in the 60s, when Juano moved to Hollywood, they reunited again. And he was also assisting with the classes that Juano was teaching. Hmm. And that's how I learned. And so the story was so intriguing for me that I started doing research back then. Yeah. We didn't have the internet, you know, access or anything like that. Although I don't always trust the internet for sources, because they are sometimes questionable. But it helped me so that I was able to do a research that took many, many years. And I completed my book in this past July, which we're celebrating the anniversary of his 50th anniversary of passing.
Mm-hmm. And you subtitled the book From Vagabond to Hollywood Star. Tell us about the vagabond years.
Well, Juano's story is a story that is inspiring, because he was orphaned at the age of 4. Hmm. And then his father moved him to Brazil, where his sister lives, to look after Juano. And then 3 years later, something happened to the father and the money stopped coming, so the aunt didn't care for him anymore, and he ended up on the streets. And then from there on, he lived a life of tribulations on the streets. The street was his first teachers, and he ended up, you know, singing and dancing and joined other Arabs boys that were doing this type of way of living. And then years went by, and then he became a very strong 6'2", you know, strong youngster. And one day the circus, Cuban circus, came to town, and one of their scouts spotted him, and he was have like this amazing presence. They say his skin was so beautiful with mahogany color, and he immediately was hired to join the circus, where he continued to train and develop his skills as a vaudeville actor. Mm. And then from there he traveled all over and then ended up in the United States.
Amazing. And then he started having small roles in films aimed at black audiences, and this is like in the 30s. So what is the landscape like at the time? What What are these films that are geared toward Black audiences in this early era of filmmaking that Juana was involved in?
Oh, he did four on the Oscar Micheaux. He did four. The role were small roles, but he was able to that experience helping develop into what was later his Hollywood film career, because he didn't work on Broadway on Hollywood film to 1949. But I don't know. There are some films that are posted online, and you can actually see some of them on YouTube. And some of those films, if you want the titles,
you're cutting out for a second. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the title because they have seven.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Oh, I appreciate it.
I could give you the titles maybe later.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I can.
You can let us know
the titles here.
Well, let me keep going here, because I was curious, because you credit Juana Hernandez with playing roles that broke stereotypes. Are there some examples of that, of characters that he played?
Yes. He not only did film, but before film, we have to go a little back. In 1930s, he became a radio scriptwriter for NBC and later for CBS. He created what it was called the first heroic character on radio. He played John Henry, the River Giant, and he became a big success, was watched by millions, and he even did tours. And he was even awarded for that show. So he became a pioneer of radio as a writer, as an actor, and for having the first radio show. Then, from there, he continued to move into, he alternated in between radio and station Broadway. Then in 1927, he was the first Latino to perform on Broadway on Showboat, the original operetta. And then from there, he kept moving on, and I just want to go back into history so that I can come into the film. Then in 1945, he did another wonderful role that it was non-stereotypical on Broadway, was in Strange Fruit, directed and produced by Jose Ferrer. And he played the first doctor on Broadway stage. He played Sam Perry. And then he was discovered by Hollywood during that play. And he was put in a 3-year contract with MGM. Then later on, he continued to do successful rave reviews in everything he did. To tell you the truth, I have done biography about Raul Julián, José Ferrer, and many others. But Juano was the only person in which I was not able to find a negative review. Even if he did a small role, he always was still the scene. And then he
Incredible.
Did in the 40s, first Hollywood film, 49.
Wow, wow. Before I let you go, I was just curious, like, as you look at Hollywood today and media in general, do you see anybody who reminds you of Juana Hernandez or who personifies the impact that he might have had on show business?
Absolutely. I think he opened the path for many Black actors in particular, because he was the first to play dignified roles, not only on stage, but also on films, and Included in the Dust, which is going to be part of this festival, is the best example. And they say that role is unmatched by Mr. Bogles. And in fact, Sidney Poitier did his premiere, his first film with Juana.
Yeah.
And Juana was his teacher, so he mentored. He mentored Sidney Poitier, and they were good friends for many years. And he also was the teacher, because the studio hired him to do coaching to people like Rod Hudson, Elizabeth Taylor, Sammy Davis Jr. I mean, he was amazing.
Fascinating. I've been speaking with author and journalist Maluka Rivera, who will be hosting a discussion on the life and career of Juano Hernandez as part of the African Diaspora International Film Festival. They'll also be screening 5 Juano Hernandez films. Get tickets and watch the stream at nyadiff.org. Maluka, thank you so much for joining us on All of It.
Thank you. My pleasure. Have a good day.